transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
My brothers and sisters, today in the gospel, we hear of blessings from God. We hear, if our ears are listening, we hear about the difference between heaven and hell. One of the things I love about this morning's gospel lesson is that it says, some rich man. It doesn't even bother giving the rich man a name. Some rich man who had everything he needed. And the poor man named Lazarus. Now it says to us that Lazarus is laying in front of the door of the rich man. And the rich man doesn't even help. It says Lazarus was simply waiting to eat from the crumbs, whatever could fall his way. And still, the rich man gave him nothing. It says even the dogs came and licked his sores. So Lazarus dies. He's brought by the angels directly to heaven. And there he is comforted by God. The imagery there in the embrace of Abraham. The unknown rich man, it says he was died and buried, left. Almost like garbage. It should make us think. We live in an incredibly wealthy society. Even those of us who don't have much have more than most people in the world. The question is, what are we doing with it? In the story, the rich man who had everything he wanted wouldn't even help the poor man lying on his front doorsteps. He didn't even have to go far out into the city to help. He didn't even lift a finger. And here this poor man, Lazarus, because of a life of pain and suffering, it even says in the scriptures, he had his suffering and now he's being comforted by God. The poor man received blessings just because of his suffering. Because he endured life with pain and suffering. And we know, sick with wounds. The rich man received nothing after he died. So the question comes to us, how do we receive the blessings of God? We receive the blessings, my brothers and sisters, when we use the things that God has given us for other people. When we feed the hungry, they get the food, but we get the blessing. When we visit the sick, they get the parea, but we get the blessing. When we help other people, we are actually helping our soul receive the blessings from God. Remember, I told you this is a glimpse of the difference between heaven and hell. The rich man, my brothers and sisters, was in the torments of hell because in his pure selfishness, not only did he not help Lazarus during life, even in death, he expected Lazarus to serve him. Father Abraham, send Lazarus to dip his finger in the water. My tongue is burning. Oh, woe is me. Even in death, the rich man had no compassion. Now I want to talk about this chasm, the chasma. Then in a physica, it's not a physical chasm. There is not a physical separation between heaven and hell. The separation is in our hearts, my brothers and sisters. Whether we choose to love other people as God, or whether we choose to love ourselves and keep all the blessings that God has given us to ourselves. This is why the gospel says this great chasm, so we can't switch sides. We only have until we die to choose which side our hearts are going to be on. Do we choose the side of love and compassion, or do we choose the side of selfishness and self-aggrandizement, building empires to our name while the poor suffer at our doorstep? This is the chasm, our own hearts, my brothers and sisters. And so the gospel gives us this opportunity today to change our hearts, to open our hearts to those who are in need around us, to open our hearts to God, to realize that everything that we have belongs to Him, and that He's given it to us to share with other people. How many of us have been married in the church? Raise your hand. You've all been married in the church. If you're married, yes. At your wedding, the church prayed that you could have an abundance of blessings so that you could be a blessing to other people. How many times do we see it in the scriptures? The blessings we receive are to be for others. And yet here we are in America, one of the most popular TV shows on cable television is those hoarder TV shows, where people fill their homes with stuff that they can't even wake their way through. My brothers and sisters, don't allow your hearts to be so filled with selfish desires that it's like a hoarder's paradise where you can't get anything in your heart to love. Open up to others. All the rich man had to do was open his door and comfort Lazarus. All we have to do is to be a source of hope and love to the people we meet on the street. It's not that difficult. You don't have to go and searching for the people. There are plenty of people in need. We just have to open our hearts and eyes to them, so that when we die, our heart can be on the correct side of the chasm, the side of love and compassion, the side of heaven. Now is our chance. Let's not waste another moment. We watch the news, and it's getting so depressing for me, because you see of all of the ships waiting to come into the harbor in Los Angeles, and we're worrying about Christmas as if not being able to have presents under the Christmas tree will somehow destroy Christmas. Aren't we ashamed of ourselves? That we have put so much emphasis on the material things that we are actually using the language ruining Christmas just because the shelves are not going to have our favorite gadget. We have a long way to go. But thankfully, God gave us today to repent and to change our minds and to change our hearts. So let this be the day that we open our hearts to God's love and compassion. And let's not be the unknown, but known by God for our acts of charity and helping those in need. Glory to God for all things.
As far as they could bear it.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.